Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again, after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please!
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Football, fighting, and full-on nonsense. The Stephen Howson Podcast. Made in Manchester.
What's going on, everybody? We are only about, about 30 seconds off 9 o'clock. Are you happy with that, or what?
Come on.
Hope everyone had a good Christmas. Did you have a good Christmas?
Yeah, it's alright, yeah. Good family time, innit? Good to chill, have a few days off.
A what?
A few days off.
I had Christmas Day off, pretty much.
Yeah, well, what else do you need?
Well, I wouldn't mind a little bit more off, if I'm being completely honest. Welcome to the Stephen Howson Podcast, sponsored by Tops the Pot. That's this... Where is it now? It's here, isn't it now? Over here, on this side. Left the audio on the laptop. Sponsored by Tops the Pot. Please get into the description and download the app. You do us a massive big favour. We are a couple of weeks away from having a winner. A few weeks away from having a winner on the old PlayStation 4. Then we'll be launching another one. So make sure you get in there and make sure you download it. So that's it. Tops the Pot. Get it downloaded over here. This is what you're going to see in the... In the old App Store, if you're on iOS, get it downloaded. Help us out, because all them juicy, juicy download numbers help us buy juicy, juicy prizes for you guys. So what's going on, everybody? Everyone in the comments, what's happening? Did you like the thumbnail? Another shout-out to Orange Ape. A bit flawless, innit? Yeah, you can't really see where he's done the edit on it, really. They're absolutely amazing.
Do you know what? That was just on TV the other day, that as well, Shaun of the Dead.
Was it? Maybe that's what inspired him.
I know, my missus was watching it, and I thought, Shaun pegging it.
Is it Sean Pegg?
Or whatever he's called.
Summit Pegg. Simon Pegg.
Oh, Simon Pegg, yeah, fuck it. He's not even that funny, really, to be fair. But he keeps getting movie deals, so whatever. That was alright, Shaun of the Dead, but I think everything else after that, I was like, nah, it's same old shit, it's not funny.
Do you know what I watched yesterday? 30 minutes or less. Jesse Eisenberg. Is it Eisenberg or Eisenberg?
Yeah.
I've not seen that. Oh, shit. Do you know, I've got a laptop on my knee. Let's have a quick IMDb.
30 minutes or less. I watched... Now You See Me Too on a plane with him in it on the way home.
I think, and what I was going to say about him is, because it's got another guy in it as well, but I can never remember the guy's
Aziz
name.
Aziz Ansari.
Danny McBride, right?
Aziz Ansari, yeah. He's pretty funny.
Danny McBride, who I love the character that Danny McBride plays in everything.
Who is he now?
Is that guy. Plays a proper deadpan geezer in everything.
Can't think of who he is.
So, yeah. I watched 30 Minutes or Less yesterday, and I was thinking, Jesse Eisenberg, I never actually liked his character in a film at all.
No.
He was a dick in the Facebook film. He's a dick in every single film that I see.
Batman is Lex Luthor. Superman is Lex Luthor, isn't he?
What's your favourite George Michael track?
Oh man, I used to buzz off of Wham when I was a kid. Wake me up before you
How do I... It's going to get us pulled if I play it, innit? If I play Careless Whisper.
Yeah. Oh.
You know what I'm about?
Yeah.
Let me find this for yous. It might be worth... I'm going to speak over it as much as I can. Where will it be? It'll be on Facebook, won't it? Let's go. Albums. My phone's on 3%. I hope it doesn't conk out on me as I'm trying to find this. Photos. Albums. Albums. What's it under? Videos.
I don't know. It's on your phone, mate.
Right, you guys, you'll enjoy this, you know. You will enjoy this, you know. Let me find this. Where the fuck is it? Why is it not under videos?
Again, I don't know.
Wounded. It was in the Malia one, wasn't it? I wonder if it's in Malia video. Malia album.
Well, hang on. Are you sure there was videos then? That was like 2006.
Yeah, because it was on it. It was definitely on it. Shit. I got a video of him and one of our other mates dancing at a Careless Whisper by the side of a pool. It's fucking hilarious. I found it funny.
Bit of bromance, nothing wrong with that.
I didn't say there was anything wrong with it, mate. Especially singing a
George
Michael.
That's not my favourite George Michael track, though.
Fast Love.
Nah, I used to, when I was a kid, like, remember, do you remember, like, Wham and that? And Wake Me Up. That is, I used to buzz
Wake Me
that.
Up's a shit tune. Club Tropicana's a shit tune. It's cheesy. That was a Boogie Wonderland special.
But when you're like 6 or 7 or what, you buzz off that sort of shit, don't you? Cheesy pop. Hey. I mean,
how can you sit here talking about Royce da 5'9" and then tell people that you like Wham?
Because it's an eclectic mix, mate. It's all about having different tastes in it. Different strokes for different folks.
God. Can we get
what
this
we've been listening
to 25.5 by today?
Do you reckon?
I don't know, maybe.
Oh, 25.5? Yeah, that should be easy done, isn't it? 33.
Yeah, go on, lads. Get it done. Fast Love's mine. Fast Love's a hell of a tune.
Weren't that based on that sex act he got done for in the public park?
Not sure. How did that cop get him to... And why can't you get your dick sucked in a public toilet?
I don't know.
Why can't you do that?
How's that
against the law?
Well, I think... I don't know. It's American's law anyway, isn't it? So I don't know. I would imagine it's pretty much the same in Britain, wouldn't it be?
I don't know. It's like I've never tried to get my dick sucked in a toilet. Call me old-fashioned. there was some other shit I was listening to a bit back about how some guy got arrested because like tapping on the door twice or something, or tapping on the stall twice during you sitting in the toilet is like code for you want gay sex or something. So some cop...
How the fuck would you know that?
Some cop was like... some cop was tapping on the door or some shit, or some guy tapped on the door and then the cop jumped in and arrested him for trying to solicit gay stuff in the bathroom. Like, listen...
Whatever floats your boat, mate.
It's tough out there for a gay guy. It's tough out there. I suppose it's a bit easier with all the apps that you can get now. Does Tinder work for gay dudes, or is it just...
Yeah, there's one called Grindr, isn't
it? I know, but is there a... Can you just be on Tinder? I don't know.
The only reason I know that is because there's some guy who used to work with you used to go on it, and I was like, what the fuck is that? And he's like, basically...
I've heard of loads about it.
And you're like, well, you'd never go in to explore it, would you? What would it be?
Terrifying.
No need to it.
Isn't it a proximity one as well? So it's like, there's people DTF in your area. In many ways, they got it pure easy. Because you don't need to convince a guy much dear to bang. Like, bang, bang, bang.
Maybe different.
Maybe it is.
Might be the emotional side of things as well that needs to...
Watching a quality joke from a guy called Steve Hughes, Australian comedian. Looks like a death metal guy. And he was talking about... he don't like rugby.
Right.
And he said, like, grew up in Australia. He goes, got to play rugby. He goes, everyone's like, got to play footy, mate. It's called rugby footy over there. Proper rugby, anyway, rugby league. And he was saying, he goes, all the guys used to be like, they'd go and take rugby. He goes, and he'd do cooking. And he's like, what, you fucking gay, Steve-O? And he's like, yeah. He goes, I'm gay. He goes, you lot are showering together. I'm icing cakes with 30 chicks. Got a point. And he goes, anyway, gay dudes, he goes, oh, I can't remember. He was talking about how feminine.
But you're gonna tell a joke. You're gonna tell a joke.
I'm not gonna kill his joke. But he was talking about how gay dudes shag men. Pretty fucking manly thing to do. He goes, whereas he goes, straight dudes are going for like feminine looking women. He goes, it's pretty gay. You have to see the joke. I'm not gonna fucking do it justice.
Yeah, thanks for that. Yeah, yeah.
Not gonna do it justice.
So you're a comedian now.
No, I'm not.
Do you know what I just saw before I come out? Miss is watching, what's it called? Location, Location, Location. If anyone's seen it, today's episode, there's a guy who looks like Steve right in there. He's like, oh shit, is that Steve? He's got, he wears your Claire Dunphy shirt, you know, the chucker one. Do you watch Modern Family? Don't watch Modern Family? Alright. There's a shirt, like, you know, the check shirt, red and blue square check shirt.
Yeah.
Basically, I call it Claire Dunphy shirt because she rocks them, you know what I mean?
Who's Claire Dunphy?
Oh, never mind. Fucking hell.
I'm going to have to fucking Google Claire Dunphy.
Yeah, she's a character. Not Dunphy. Dunphy. There you go. It's pretty hot. Never mind, anyway. Do you ever watch Modern Family?
Barely watch telly.
Yeah, well, you got to make an exception. Sophie Vergara's worth the admission money alone.
A lot of people asking us about Mkhitaryan's goal.
Oh, right, yeah, we're just talking random shit.
I was enjoying it, to be honest.
Yeah, I thought, wow, so looked a bit like you. Had a bit of a line in the head there at the side as well. Do you know what? Just have a look. It'll be on all four.
Guy, someone want to screenshot that and tweet us.
Guy who's got looking at a house in, I don't know, I keep looking up, like in Bristol, I think it was. Or maybe Birmingham, fuck knows. Same shit all.
Coming here with loads of information. Thanks for that, Ben.
You look like you.
We got 188 watching. The peak that we've had watching is about 4,500. Can you fuckers share it and see how many? Can we get 500 concurrent watching? Is that, how's that for a thing? And that, smash the like button, you knobheads.
It was someone commented last week, I think, smash the like button like it's a belt bouncing off Adam McCall's head.
I was lost there for a second.
You know, in reference to the chat that we had.
Oh, yes, this, we have to fucking talk about this. Do you know what Drip Doctor is?
I do now.
Oh, do you know what? They couldn't have planned a better marketing campaign. Mm. About 400 followers they had 2 nights ago. Let's see what they're at.
Well, I know Sami Nasri had 2.6 million followers, didn't he? And then the day later, it was down to...
He deleted his account.
Yeah, but they come back on.
Yeah, I don't know if they lose followers or some shit.
All right. Well, it went down to like 700,000 or something.
They're at nearly 4,000 now, Drip Doctors. Best marketing campaign they've ever had. Here's what, right? He didn't get hacked. We're not buying that shit, are we?
No,
because that's the first one, isn't it? You throw out, I got hacked. No, you didn't. All right, it was my intern then. No one. Here's what happened. Nasri's missus bought him an IV vitamin thing. Wasn't expecting he was getting a bit of vitamin D. And they come and they give you an IV. And then, yeah, Alex in the comments, no woman doctor looks that good. Nope. Basically, it sounds like they hoes. So they come round and he tweeted something like...
Four sisters, isn't it?
That was one. It?
Yeah, have you not seen a picture of the four sisters?
I tweeted it to you, so let me find it. I texted it to you, so let me find it in here. Basically, he goes... They tweeted him saying, we provided Sami Nasri a concierge immunity IV drip to keep him hydrated and in top health during a busy soccer season. And then the Sami Nasri account, which I'm going to put my money on it and say it was his missus, because there was like five or six other tweets afterwards talking about how could he do that to his missus, and I thought he was loyal and all the rest of that shit. But it just sounds like a jilted missus for me. And she paid for it as well, by the sounds of things. And it says, you also provided me a full sexual service too right after. So you guys make sure you get this service. This whore comes and fucks the same night. And the amount of followers that they just got off the back of it, they couldn't have written a better service.
Is that them?
Yeah.
That's the sisters.
Nurses.
Yeah. All surgically enhanced by the looks of it.
And if you go on their website, it says work for us. It doesn't ask you about your medical qualifications, which you think would be a bit of a key thing. Throw that out on there. Throw that to the people.
What, this tweet?
Yeah. Just hold it up to the camera. You'll see if you're getting shot there. To that. Look at the state of those.
Basically, they want to be the Kardashians, innit? So, what's the easiest way to get fame?
Fuck someone famous. They were not fucking hacked. He was not hacked at all. What's everyone saying that the RIP is for? That Drip Doctor thing, that was the funniest shit that happened. What I was about to do the other day is, you can go and look at Google searches over time. So I thought, I'll have a comparison. Drip Doctor, I don't know, for forever, up until 2 days ago, versus the last 2 days. But Google's not caught up. It's not live with that information.
You say you've only had Christmas Day off. You've obviously got time to fucking do that shit.
But it's important research.
Oh, okay.
Lindelof deal. On as fuck, according to every fucking press ever. Especially in Portugal. Then off. Now possibly back on again. But also probably off. I think there's a whole lot of confusion about what's going on. It's obvious that we've gone for the guy.
Definitely, right. Definitely made inquiries, haven't they? Strong inquiries. Met the Benfica and all that.
I think one of the issues is they've got to pay a fee to the club that they bought him from in Scandinavia. I think that's probably a fucking Do you know, like the tax thing goes with Herrera? Do we pay the tax? Do you pay the tax? Yeah, like, no, they're like, do we pay them? Do you pay them?
Yeah, but it's normal, isn't it, to people have sell-on clauses and stuff like that, especially with youngsters. Who'd you expect? You go to the Portuguese league, and it's usually a platform for bigger and better things, isn't it, in terms of one of the big Spanish.
They seem to always, yeah, they are a proper stepping stone place. Porto, Benfica, Sporting, there's some fucking cracking footballers will come out of those three clubs alone, and it'd be good to build up a good relationship with one that you can sort of rinse, for want of a better word, on a regular basis, so you don't want to fuck them off and see them selling everyone to everyone. Wait, Bobby Stewart in the comments here says Chinese club has made a bid of $300 million for Cristiano Ronaldo and offered to pay him $150 million a year. What do I make to this? Can someone verify that before we start talking about it? But I wouldn't be surprised.
No, neither would I. But would he go and do it though?
Is that $3 million a week?
Ridiculous, isn't it?
I think not. No, I think he's got far too much left to achieve. The guy's still banging 40, 50 goals a calendar year at the minute. Why would he do that? He's just won it. Just won something with the national team.
Ballon d'Or again.
Yeah. So,
won the Champions League again.
He'd have to be nuts, wouldn't he, to... he'd have to be nuts to just bin it all off now.
I know it's, like, Tevez has just been confirmed, hasn't he, recently. Or yesterday, or today.
Yeah, I mean... Are we not sure on how much he's earning? Because I saw $600,000 a week, yeah. But now it's $300,000.
No, he's the highest paid player footballer in the world, isn't he? People, I don't know what... Obviously, he's a greedy twat. We knew that anyway, because he left... He wanted to leave England because he was homesick, so he went a bit closer to home, Italy, which I don't know if his geography is any good, but it's not closer to home.
It's not closer to home.
And then he went back home. And then he's gone.
He was
there.
Homesick.
Yeah, because he was homesick. Wait to finish his career there. He's like, why is he 31 or something?
I don't even know.
I think he's about the same age as Rooney, or if not a year older.
That's a good shout.
And yeah, someone's come and dangled a carrot in there. And then people saying, oh, you know, it's his last big payday, blah, blah, blah. This, that, another. Would you blame him? Football's only a short career, but.
Isn't he earning like 30 million over a couple of year contracts or something? Or isn't it 30 million a year?
Yeah, it's 30 million a year, isn't it?
Oh.
But. It's obscene amount, and they're saying, well, it takes care of not this next generation, the generation after, but you've earned enough money.
And about another 10.
You've earned enough money. Shit, if I just need 1 week's salary, that'll sort my life out legit.
For a long fucking time.
And like a lot of other people, do you know what I mean? So,
A year in China, 30 million quid.
I'd do two and a half week at a push.
Janine's dad texted us before. Do you reckon he's learning Mandarin?
No.
No. No, I don't.
It's like, yeah. Imagine Rooney there. He'd be in Mackey's every day.
Just for the chips.
And the nuggets, yeah.
He is a chips and nuggets kind of guy, isn't he? He's definitely a chips and nuggets kind of guy.
Plenty of red sauce.
I don't think he goes in for a fillet of fish. I don't think he's even that sophisticated.
Nah.
He is a chips and nuggets guy.
Can you take the lettuce off? Just
hey,
strip it back.
Nothing wrong with taking lettuce off your burgers, mate. Fucking hell.
Gherkins. Oh, no. I'll go a bit retro.
37 million in a year, says Kazim. Oh, it's 600k a week. Well, 315k a week after tax. He's going to build some schools over there, mate. Multiple ones. Especially at the price that they probably do it over there. Lindelof wasn't in the squad tonight. Haven't they got a break? Or is it a friendly that they're going to
be? The last game was before Christmas, wasn't it?
I'm sure they're on a break. That's why he's gone home, I think, isn't it?
He knows what he's doing, signing that kid's United shirt as well. It enhances his profile as well, doesn't it?
Of course it does.
So he's a win-win for him. And he's going to get paid more money.
This is also, I think, what's going on with Marshall at the moment as well, because I think Marshall is playing the game big time, or his agent at least is playing the game. Yeah, because if you're Marshall's agent, you're thinking, fuck's sake, I thought this little fucker was going to win me a Ballon d'Or, he's going to be on fucking Berdo playing for United, and he's on the bench or not playing.
But he's on Berdo.
Fuck, what am I going to do?
He's on Berdo.
Yeah, but that's agents for you, innit?
I mean, that's...
So agents going, right, how do I get this motherfucker more playing time? Because he needs to be playing, because I got... three Ferraris in it a service. And I imagine Ferrari full service history from a Ferrari dealership, probably expensive.
But he's taking...
You're not getting that
he's,
for
he's got,
free.
He's getting a cut of his wage anyway.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
So...
But he wants that win bonus.
Yeah, but who else is his clients?
I don't even know what agency he's with. Mm. So I think his agent's like, listen, he's trying to put United in a corner, and he goes.
But not that doesn't happen though, does it? No one puts United in a corner.
You can put pressure on him though.
Yeah, you
when
can.
You go and speak to the.
You say
because Izzard's going to go down, right? Because if you look at the way the reports came out, if you follow Sports Witness, had this fucking nailed. Hansel and Gretel it all the way back to where it had come from. The guy that come out with Marshall's going to go to United was some guy in. I think it was France. It might have been Spain, but I think it was France. And he talked about him coming, and then he spoke about him being unhappy about his number. And if you draw all the fucking lines to each other, it's obvious this guy's got a line to his agent, this reporter. So you go, right, there's the line to the agent. And you go, what's the benefit to the agent of fucking everyone about like this? And it's pretty straightforward, which I think gives it where the truth is. There's nothing from United side that want to move him out on loan. This agent has gone, I'm going to back United into a corner and say, look at all his interest, you better start playing him or he's not happy, he's going to fuck off. That's the agent side of things. And I think from United side of things, they're like, he's 21, how about relax?
He's got loads of years left on his contract and I'm sure
that... 35-year-old in front of him. Don't fucking worry.
Yeah. He's like Rashford don't make these noises.
No. I don't even know who Rashford's agent is, actually.
He's got a chill, hasn't he? He's got to chill, adapt a bit more, work a bit harder. It's like, what is the rush? It's like that need for everything now, isn't it? That culture of, I want it now, I want it now. Yeah, you want to play, you don't want to be sat on the bench. That's what you do. Because you're not playing in the 23s.
Nope.
How many, he's started, oh no, he's featured in 11 out of 18 Premier League games this year, hasn't he?
He has featured in more than you expect, yeah.
And then European games, League Cup and all that. Plus he's, you know, don't forget, he's come back, we said last week, he's come back from the...
7 starts, 4 off the bench, 3 starts in Europe, 1 start in the League Cup, 1 in the Community Shield. He's played a lot of football, really. Considering he played all through the summer.
Yeah, exactly. He didn't finish until the beginning of July, when pre-season was starting. He had a little bit of a break. So he's going to play, what, easily 40 games... Not 45, 50 games this season.
Yeah.
What are you fucking whinging about?
Agents, mate. Fucking dicks.
Death of the game.
Man. Adam Reichel in the comments. This is why the USA needs to teach these insanely talented inner city kids to play football rather than basketball or American football. Longer careers, more money, more places to play, less injuries. I've sort of touched on this on a couple of videos recently. We might have spoke about it last week. That it's good for the game. South America's getting some money at the minute. Argentinian League and Brazilian League being strong is good for the... Because we call football a global game, but it's so centred. Around Europe.
Yeah.
If I mean, China are officially doing it at the moment, but they're putting down the sort of routes that will lead to them having a pretty strong league ultimately in the grand scheme of things. They say, it won't fucking happen. What's happening with the MLS? And think how hard it is with the MLS. China's already in love with football.
Mm.
It just doesn't have anything domestically that it can shout about. That'll come.
They get a lot of Brazilians there as well, don't they?
Yeah, they've relaxed the immigration laws and fucking hell, boom, you're off and running. What the mad thing is about the Chinese League, I was going to say this a second ago actually, is can you name me a team?
Yeah, that Guangzhou Evergrande or something like
that. Right, name me another.
That Shanghai's.
Name me another.
I don't fucking know. Yeah, well, fucking hell. I can't pronounce them properly, so.
But you know what I mean? People are going, he's going to China, not he's going to a specific team.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, he's going to the team that finished fourth. I wouldn't even know who finished fucking first. So. No.
Wouldn't know if he fell over him.
I don't have any interest in it.
Joe, you know, there's some fucking enormous stadium. You can imagine. I think China's got 9 cities or 10 cities over 30 million population. Which is LA, New York.
Isn't there a billion people who live in China anyway?
A billion and a half, I think, isn't it?
So it's a lot of massive market.
It's a lot of motherfuckers.
Like, I watched, I don't know if I said about documentary on the first Indian that got drafted to NBA.
All right.
So I think it's on Netflix. It's called One in a Billion. And basically took him from a village. He was playing basketball. He only started really playing from when he got... They took him to America on a scholarship and everything. Guy's like 7 foot plus.
Isn't he a guy from Manchester? Or is he an American footballer? I think he's an NFL player, isn't he?
Yeah, there is some... Yeah. But this kid from India, and like you see the people speaking about in the NBA talking about him like... Oh, you know, it opens up this market, opens up that market. They're only obviously asked about opening up possibilities so that they can increase the revenue streams, as well as, yeah, if we find someone who's talented who can make it, then great, because that's going to get the whole country to switch on.
Mm.
So that'll be the same thing what China are trying to do. And Honestly.
And they'll have someone come through, domestic, homegrown, youngster, that's sick, yeah. They'll have someone like that. He's a reality TV star at the minute.
Yeah,
he's gone full on Lee Sharp mode. shit, what was I about to say? The Americans treat the expansion of like the NFL and stuff completely different to the way we treat. Like, there was talk of the Premier League 39th game going to happen, wasn't it, in America or Saudi Arabia? Oh, and people was like, I'll fucking kill you! Richard Scudamore got threatened to get skinned, I think. And I spoke to some Americans and some of you guys in the comments as well, and I didn't get it because I thought, American football, you get like 8 home matches a year, yeah? No one goes to away matches, so you've got 8 chances to see your team in a year, and that's usually one team per state. And if they move one to fucking England, I would be burning some cunt's house down. Right, and they was like, nah, it's good for the game. And I thought, that sort of forward thinking just doesn't fucking happen in football. People just kick off.
Yeah, but,
which I'm not saying that's wrong,
but,
either.
But why is it good for the game, though?
They think that they're going to hook it in Europe. It's just not culturally played in Europe.
Exactly, but football is. So everyone's got their own team. You know, if you're looking around European, all the big leagues in Europe.
Look at Tameside. Tameside's got like 12 teams.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, we were talking about how they make their money in terms of what they're charging. But in American football, they have the world. Is it world? No, that's fucking baseball. World Series that's played exclusively by.
I think there's a Cuban team in there.
Oh, right, fucking hell, brilliant! Nice way to expand it. But yeah, it's not. Them are sports that have originated there, and they're trying to grow them out. I mean, basketball that's played because you don't really need a lot. To play basketball, do you? You can play it pretty much anywhere.
But even basketball is only supposedly played in like 3 or 4 areas of America. It's not that popular.
Yeah, but if you go to Europe, like, have you ever been Barcelona?
Yeah, they'd love it in Barcelona.
Oh
yeah.
Man, when I was there in the stadium, yeah, and the Spain team like is mint.
Yeah, they're one of the ones that actually compete ish with the Americans when they go to the Olympics. Yeah. And it's fucking ridiculous that's an Olympic sport over. Some things that aren't Olympic.
That actual Olympics.
Like, and they're talking about taking wrestling out of the Olympics, which is the original sport.
Leaving golf in it.
Yeah, and they're talking about all sorts of bullshit, like Formula One.
Formula One?
I'm sure I've read Formula One. Oh, I might be wrong on that. Yeah, some fucking...
They did go-karting, I reckon. I wouldn't mind having a go at that.
thoughts on the papers glorifying Firmino's drink-driving incident.
Scouse
cunts. Fucking joke, isn't it? Yeah, it's an absolute fucking joke. The transparency between we've said this so many times. The narrative has been written. Klopp is good, Jose's bad, and Pep is also good.
Endangering people's lives while driving
and breaking the law,
intoxicated.
No, I thought Rooney was irresponsible as fuck, and I said so as a United fan. I fucking said that's irresponsible as fuck, and I'll say the same for Memphis. That's irresponsible as fuck, and not the sort of thing you expect from professional footballers. But the way the Scousers just fucking defend Firmino, like, he's not been charged. He's getting charged. He's fucked, mate.
You've got to get treated. Who are you? Yeah, you're sorry. Oh, well, I didn't know. How do you not know you're consuming alcohol that puts you twice over the legal drink drive limit?
So that's didn't he just say, I thought it was a Diet Coke or something?
I don't know. He just said, I didn't intentionally consume alcohol. Well, what the fuck did you do then?
That's happened to me. A lot. Right,
so can everyone get away with that then?
Yeah, clearly.
He's the same.
That's the Yaya Toure rule.
That's the same guy who refused the Man of the Match awards because it was alcohol. Do you know what I mean? They just come up with some bullshit.
There's no way that you have more than one. You know when you're getting drunk, don't you? And you get that little bit of a fucking buzzing, and you'd be like, "Hang on, them Diet Cokes are sending me a little bit funny."
If he doesn't drink as well, especially that he's never got alcohol in his system, and then to be twice the legal limit.
I don't know how high the limit is.
Isn't it like 35 mil?
What's that? Give me that in pounds.
I don't know.
In shots.
There'll be a few anyway, won't it?
Well, I would have. Yeah, I think twice the legal limit sounds like you're drunk at least. I don't think you're paralytic.
You can probably be under the limit and have like 3 drinks, can't you?
5 and drive, I thought that was the rules.
Yeah, same.
I'm joking. I'm not joking. I'm joking.
Yeah, but so if you can have 3 and be alright and then be under the limit, so he's got to have at least.
So that, well, let's say 4 is the limit, you're looking at 6,
6,
eight,
7, yeah, yeah. So like. 12. Oh, well. So
one for the road, one for the A road, one for the motorway.
I don't know.
We're not winning anything, and we're not playing everyone. What? Let's see what everybody's saying. MUFC always held to a higher standard, says Jared. Yep. Share the video, you fuckers. We're only at 250 at the moment. As the saying goes, hated the door but never ignored. Biggest club in the UK, always will get shit against us. I got no problem with us getting shit against us. I just don't understand why there's no, like, all right, because we're a bigger club, there might be 10 articles about it, but there's not even been one condemnation of it. And the Mirror making light of it is a fucking piss take.
Who actually wrote that article? Because I've not had a chance to, like...
David Anderson, I want to say.
I thought it was going to be like John Cross or something like
nah, that. Nah, I went and Googled some of the shit that he said, and he was one that wrote up what Joe and Pep said, or Rooney should be punished for the drinking incident. Mm. He wrote that article, but there was no opinion in it, so you can't really fucking pull him out against something. I've seen a few people... throwing up the Sun's back page against the Mirror's back page, and obviously that's want to fucking happen, isn't it? Thoughts on Savage giving a DT United? I haven't seen that. MM Production says, come to Ireland. Do you know what? We've said this for a bit anyway, haven't we? We want to go and do some travel and do some vlogging and there's a couple of people.
Live sports, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a couple of people have said to us, get over for a GAA game at Croke Park or Croker in Dublin. That sounds epic. Mm. That looks epic. And I don't even like Guinness, but I'll fucking drink a skinful if I'm in Dublin for a fucking GAA game. Thinks the law, innit? fuck the NFL from an American bunch of wife beaters and rapists. Bit strong, Adam. I like watching a bit of NFL. I don't like how long it takes. If it was like a game of rugby league where it was just on and on and on, it'd be fucking awesome, wouldn't it? But you wouldn't see 330 pound guys, mate. That's, I don't know what's that in real money.
£330, what is it? About 20 stone, 22 stone?
Oh, no.
Is it more than that?
Yeah. Oh, 23 and a half stone. £330, 6'5", 6'6" linebacker.
Your BMI's still going to be off a kilter there, isn't it?
Yeah, the fat as fuck. But they only got a goal for 2.5 seconds. 2.5 seconds of fury, isn't
it? But is that sport, though?
Well, obviously.
If you get paid, then they'll get paid shitloads of money from it.
But the average career is only 4 seasons.
Why? Because you're getting fucking bashed in the head.
Oh yeah, they're all fucking daft in the head, aren't they, with it?
And all the injections and stuff that you take in to do that, it's like you're not preserving your life there, are you, for what, a bit of fame and adulation?
Four years is shit.
Did you show me that thing of that Inky Johnson that time? He's the motivational speaker now. And like, did he show you that?
Yeah, I think so.
And basically he said, oh, he grafted like fucking poor, piss poor, and he just like mentality was from a kid, yeah, I'm going to be NFL, need to get my mum out of this, need to get my family out of this, need to support them, blah, blah, blah. And then he sent himself back to a shit school from a scholarship one, I think, and goes, no, I want to go there because I want to succeed from there to show other people that they can make it out of here as well. I thought, well, sick guy. And then he was at college, whatever, university, and they said, right, oh, I've got some good news. You're in the top 30 draft picks. So all you got to do is play the next 10 games of football summer and you'll be a multimillionaire. And he's like, yo, made it, done it. So then I think he went and played the next game. And then the game after that, he went into a tackle, boom. And he goes, I just couldn't move. And he goes, it weren't work, nothing were working. And then he did a scan on him, said he got nerve damage in his shoulder, right shoulder thing. And basically said, you're never going to play football again.
Oh.
And he was like, fuck knows. But now he takes that positive image. I mean, if he was coming in doing a motivational talk to you, you'd be like, oh shit, this guy's getting me fucking hyped to do things. And it's not just in sport, it's in any walk of life. If you, you know, speak to someone with that sort of dedication, he's like,
there's a lot of other people that do make top motivational speakers that have had it but got fucked up in some crazy injuries. If you're on YouTube, you can see the condition some of these motherfuckers are in, but they're so powerful. You want to watch some of these videos, they're sick.
Is that a high school video?
Yeah, there's, if you Google 400 pound football player, there's a guy here, 7
foot,
400 pound
then? That must be like 27 stone, isn't
it? Yeah, something like
26.
That 26. One of them was 440.
28 and a half stone. How are you? You're not running anywhere, are you? You're just walking.
That's 400, isn't it? So, yeah. Actually, my guy's 440, so that's 31 and a half stone of man. They're not fast, as you might imagine, but they're hard to stop. They're like a snowplow. They're going through, mate. They are fucking hammering it. can you imagine trying to stop that? But no one tackles legs. I watched a couple of these videos, and I just think, I'm having your legs, you cunt, because them knees are going to not take much damage, mate.
Ah, but that's what they do, just boom, you, and they go head first, don't they, into people. So it's like, that's...
They don't know how to tackle. A lot of them have developed that head first tackling, which rather all fucking tapped. I played against a guy, and I hit him so fucking hard. I think I was 14 or 15. I was playing against France for England, and I was playing prop, because I just used to put myself about. I've never been a prop. Until I got fat, but I was 14, 15. I used to play prop just to get the reps in, and I lined up in a scrum against this guy, and he was square, right? He was maybe, I don't know, he was 5'10", but he was 5'10" square, right? Like wide as well. He was fat. He was out of shape. This guy was just so fucking heavy. Like he must have been 20 stone at 14, 15. But I was running at him and throwing myself into him, and mostly bouncing off, and it was like 4 or 5 people hanging off his legs and stuff like that. That was a close game rugby. 4-2 that game ended.
4-2. You see, that's the thing when you're youngster and that, people obviously develop at different ages and speed. Yeah, yeah. So you got the person who's like absolutely shit up because generally he's the tallest and he's the quickest.
The biggest, he's the strongest. Yeah. He's developed quicker.
And then when everyone catches up, like you just see that.
Yeah, the cream rises to the regression, top. Yeah. But there's also an element of you've got to be a big cunt in physical sports like that. But
on football as well, there's an element of you've got to be big. You've got to be athletic now, especially nowadays.
Oh, yeah. If you look at United's under-18s at the minute, there's Angel Gomez, who's this big, and then the rest of them are fucking NFL-style players.
Yeah, you're only making it if you're absolutely...
Well, yeah, he's got a fucking touch that God himself couldn't have fucking made. So that's his fucking gift. But he when everyone does go that big... Sometimes it's good to look left, like Lionel Messi. If you're a team of like the old fashioned Pulis Stoke team, and you've got all these big Robert Oof style fucking square jawed monsters, and then you put a Lionel Messi against it, they're gonna give foul after foul away. They're gonna give away possession. They're not gonna have the agility, especially the way the game's going.
Yeah, like, there's more protection for players going to do that, and you can't even pull in the box in that.
What happened with that as well, actually? Because at the start of the season, it was fucking, you have a penalty.
It's the same.
City have a penalty. And then we didn't get one.
Fucking hell, I think my ears are just gone. I don't know, but there was that penalty yesterday that Redmond got.
Oh, I didn't see it.
To me, it looked like he just slipped. In fact, he did slip. So I don't get, but actually in the laws, because we looked it up, it said if it was, I think it was pull, tug, what, something like that, then that can, you know, because in terms of, they said you can't get a red card now and give a penalty away. Which is fair enough, really, because
I guess, obviously
it limits it. But unless it's something like, obviously, dangerous or foul play, or if it's like a tug of the shirt or something, it says it in the rule book and you think,
The one at corners, I'm for that at corners because it's fucking hanging at corners. People have literally just got their arms just completely round them. How is it not a foul? Either make it prison rules and make it fucking interesting, or you got to start... I mean, it's weird, isn't it? Because basketball is similar in that sense, isn't it? That it's technically a non-contact sport with contact. It's a weird one how you fucking define, oh, is that a foul, but that's not a foul, but hang on, why is that not a foul?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a fucking weird
one. I find it hard to, like, follow American sports in terms of...
I did until I was over there, and I really got into baseball, which on so telly boring. Is the boringest game in the world. But I got into it watching it live.
I watched it live.
Yeah, you watch it at the same fucking stadium and didn't get it.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, we were just singing United songs in the bleachers, mate. Like,
was that because you was with a load of women?
No, it was just...
You was with Wiggy?
No, it was just because we was like, oh, this is boring, this. It's just like boring. It's just so long. Why does everything have to be so long?
I didn't think it was that long. The NFL game, the college game we watched for UCLA, that was long.
Yeah, but there's no set time limit, is it? So,
well, no, not really.
So, if time like,
out left, right, and centre, yeah, ball goes out of play, the clock stops.
Yeah, and if like, oh, people
four,
are
4.5 fucking hours, mate, to do a 60-minute game. Whatever. 60-minute
game.
Yeah,
but baseball as well is like, you know, if your batters are up and stuff like that, or you know, field position, whatever, then that can take absolutely forever as well. You're
but
like,
I was impressed with how fast that went. We went on a Friday night. And I think baseball is just an excuse to eat and drink, which I'm fucking well behind. But it went fast because I thought, oh, 9 innings. He's fucking mad. But they was like, boom, boom, boom. Yo, couple of lads fucking bang it out. Sweet. And then they'd fucking come and change in. And I was like, oh shit. They got through it really fast.
Not a fan of it, man.
It's never going to take over in England. But I do think soccer, football, is taking root in America big time. It's the number one played sport by under-16s. It's the number one played sport by girls. It's the number one played sport now by boys for the first time at a certain age. I think under 12, it's the number one played sport. But I think once they get to 12, I think that's when they start having tackling in football, NFL, NFL style. And I think that's what everyone fucking gets into. But it's a mad one, isn't it? Because you think wrestling's enormous in the States. But they couldn't find no cunt to wrestle
over. Yeah, but the size of the country, though, it's like they like countries within countries, aren't they? Because everyone's like completely different in terms of their mentality. So.
Yeah, Texas is as different to England as New York is to Texas.
How professional, like, they do their clubs and stuff. Like, do you remember, obviously, Pastor Pro and Andy and Barry and them?
Yeah, with Dallas Texans, is it 50,000, 60,000 kids on the books?
But the amount of money they play per year per that, I mean, but the facilities are top-notch.
Yeah.
So it's like, I mean, everyone complains, obviously, about the money that goes into grassroots from like how it filters down, which that's a shame because of the amount of money that is
at the top level.
Yeah,
in the UK.
Is on that, and you know, you pay your subs, whether it's like, I don't know, six quid a week or whatever.
It's a fiver a month, isn't it, in England.
No, a month.
Sorry, it's a fiver a week in England, so it's 20 quid a month, right? 20 quid a month. You say you have 15 kids. That's 300 quid a month.
Yeah, but that's only keeping the lights on. Basically, it's not allowing you to develop.
Do you remember how much it was over there?
Oh, I can't remember. It was like
$125 a month.
A month. But
so it's $1,500 a year.
But that's in terms of, in America, like recreational stuff is a lot bigger than in the UK, isn't it? So
that's a bill, mate. That is a bill. $125
a month. You pay £60 a month on fucking Wii Scout that you don't even use. You use fucking, you stream music that you don't really, you pay for.
I was downloading shit today, look. Yeah, there you go.
What, on Wii Scout?
Yeah. Don't say anything because that's a video coming soon.
Yeah, I'm not going to. But I was like, what the fuck? Janine must look at you. Does Janine control the finances in this house?
Obviously.
So I'd be like, well, what the fuck is this? What is this? What is this? What is this? What is this? I mean, some of the shit that you pay for.
Don't worry about it. What's my opinion on judo, says Colin McMahon? Underrated. Quality. As a self-defense martial art, everyone wears clothes. Judo's about how to fucking flip dudes on the head wearing clothes. It's a fucking good martial art as far as I'm concerned. If I was to say to anyone, you should do, like, just for self-defense reasons, it's jiu-jitsu 100 times out of 100. It's so fucking effective. And it's so comical watching people who you think are athletic, strong, big, tough, fucking boxers to a decent level, kickboxers to a decent level. Like, cool, check this out. Strangled. If you can get a decent takedown, and I had a decent takedown because I played rugby forever, so it's just a fucking more of a static version of a rugby tackle. And now you're in my world, and now you are fucked. But yeah, I like judo. Judo's got some fucking ridiculous takedowns. If you watch Hector Lombard in the UFC, freak of a man, but that's all judo. Those trips that he's does, I mean, he's doing obviously wearing a pair of fucking boxer shorts with a slippery dude in front of him. Impressive. And Ronda, obviously, done a lot for judo. The Haragoshi flip that she uses to fucking great effect. Probably going to use this weekend, in all honesty. Judo's fucking class. Jared in the comments, I live in the States, and when I was younger, everyone made fun of me for loving football instead of American football. Now the same people cheer me when United are playing. We went and watched. You watch United over there as well, or not?
No, it was summer, so...
We watched United at 5 in the morning in a bar, in an Irish bar in a suburb in San Francisco. It was hammered.
Yeah, but it was... Got to get it in when you can, can't you?
Yeah, someone's saying that NFL needs to change a bit quick in the game and make the tackle below the waist. If you listen to Bill Burr's podcast, Bill Burr's constantly moaning about how they're making that like a non-contact sport.
Are you not allowed to tackle below the waist, or is it just not a...
I guess not. Oh, no, I think it's the head, isn't it? You're not allowed to fucking headbutt, like, knees, because people was just fucking
so
headbutting
knees. So
basically
it's just waist to chest, waist to shoulder. Must be. You're allowed to take him.
Must be, I guess not. I guess I don't fucking know much about it. But Bill Burr's constantly saying, like, Joe, as the fucking wide receivers are, like, legging it down the field, you're not allowed to touch them. And that's bullshit. If you...
So when I thought you can block, though. See, that's why I don't get it. You fucking...
That's it. So you can block in certain circumstances. And I think, like, Joe, when the guys are trying to tackle a quarterback, I think you have to keep your fucking elbows in and stuff. I don't think you can, like, Joe, hold an arm out or anything to block them. I think you have to, like, block them like this. It's counterintuitive, isn't it? You even make it all fucking chaos, right? You do what you want, and you do what you want, and you try and nail him, and we'll try and stop you. Go, right? And have it. And then the same for the guy running. That guy's going to fucking leg it. You try and stop him, and we're going to throw a ball. And if he gets it, he gets a point. And if you fucking nail him, then you fucking get to do a little dance, don't you? Laughing. I'd love to have played it at school or something. Because I think I'd have been fucking classic, mate. Because I used to tackle like I was wearing fucking helmet and pads anyway. So you put me in helmet and pads, I'm going to fucking wipe you out. No fucking self-preservation in me whatsoever. Fucking taking a whole lot of yous out. No hit to the head. Leg hits totally legal except on the quarterback. All right.
Except on the quarterback?
Yeah.
You can't have rules within rules, can you?
Yeah, no.
It's like...
But not when I'm facing that way. Oh, yeah, you can't blindside them as well, can you? Is that right? Can you not fucking hit them from behind? Like, if the quarterback's lining up to throw... And
but you would never be behind him anyway, really, would you?
Yeah, so he's lining up to throw down the right wing.
Yeah.
You've jibbed in behind him here and fucking nailing him like that.
Could come from the side, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but if he's facing down the pitch, he'd throw it like that, don't he?
Yeah, but you'd always tackle from the side anyway.
Nah, you're going to get him from behind.
Nah.
If he's facing, that's the pitch. If he's facing... His body's facing this way, and he's looking over that shoulder like that to throw, and you come round here like that, you're going to get him square from behind. Defo.
Anyway, it's wank.
Here's what you need blindside to know about the NFL. Right. Nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Blindside totally legal. Boom, there you go. Now that's a big hit. That's where concussion comes in, and whiplash. Defo getting whiplash, one of them motherfuckers.
Take your shoulder pads out, mate.
Yeah, because the quarterbacks are all fairly small, aren't they? So they go, yeah, you can hit from behind. There you go. They wear way too much protection. Don't compare to hurling. I think you would have a much better sport if it was more like rugby league. Rugby league has moved away from shoulder pads. It's moved away from headgear. In most cases, they wear a fucking jockstrap and a gum shield and fucking have at it. And it's meant for it. Big hits are big hits. You stay it.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same when in football, someone puts a tackle in and you nail someone, it gets the crowd going, doesn't it? And it G's everyone else up as well. So it's that adrenaline, that hormone rushing, isn't it?
I broke a guy's collarbone once and concussed myself at the same time I hit him that hard. I got banned for 8 games for nutting someone and missed the back end of one season and the first half of another season. And we always used to kick to the opposition to fucking... The first tackle of the game is the hardest tackle in it. So it's a psychological thing. You kick to them, so you put the biggest shot on them possible. So me being out, me being a big fan of the big hits, was like, right, listen, what we're going to do, we're going to kick it to whoever I'm in front of. I'm just going to fucking obliterate them. Welcome back, right? So that's what we did. Kicks it to this guy, and the guy's like looking at the ball, looking at me like, oh shit, looking at the ball, looking at me. And I don't even think I like bent or anything. I just ran into him. Just completely, full pelt, fucking ran into him. The guy was just bent on the floor. Broken collarbone. Dropped the ball. And I didn't know what fucking day it was. I went and stood behind him. When you line up as marker, you stand up in front, don't you? Facing the way you're playing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went and stood behind him, facing my team. Out of it. Completely out of it.
Yeah. Roll on.
Nah, I carried on playing. And I there's a lad that passed away a couple of years ago called Danny Lewis. He had a brain tumour that we played with, that I went to school with. And I broke his collarbone in that game as well. So I threw him a dummy. And they took the dummy and fucking clattered him. And they broke his collarbone. Unlucky son. thoughts on football getting too soft. I think at times you've got to have a little bit of...
You've got to have a bit of nasty, haven't you? Yeah. A bit of needle. You love it, especially when it's a derby match and that. You want to be all up in the face. Like, I didn't see...
I think that's why Bay's been tucked to by United fans. Because he looks like he'd fucking lift you.
Well, that's why I think Rowell's kind of redeemed himself at playing centre-half, because he'll put himself in the challenges. At full-back, he looks completely lost.
Oh, shit at full-back, isn't
he? Yeah, he's dog shit. But centre-half, and you... Yeah, actually, you're not too bad. And he gets physical with centre-forward.
He's a fucking accident waiting to happen. Do you know what I thought? He's played really well recently. So one of the players I was looking at today on We Scout was Rojo. And you look at his one-on-one defending, and you're looking at it through fucking eyes like that, and you're like, he's so lucky. He's literally, it's luck at this moment.
Is it luck or is it timing?
No, it's luck. Right. It's fucking definitely luck. It's like, fuck me, thank God it bounced that way. Thank God the referee wasn't looking. He's about to get... He's going to come unstuck at some point. But do you know what? Sometimes playing that close to the edge is an intimidation factor.
Yeah, well, some people have to play like that. They play like so. Everyone's different.
Mike Quinn says, I'm a basketball fan. How do you all feel about it? I can watch it. I wouldn't like... I don't have a team. I wouldn't like sit there and think, I'm going to watch this match. But if it's on and I'm flicking through, I'm going to turn it off.
I used to buzz off Orlando Magic because I went to Orlando. Like... in the mid-90s.
There was a big 90s team.
Yeah, well, there was them and the Chicago Bulls, wasn't it? So it was like Shaquille O'Neal, I think it was. Is it Anthony Hardaway? And it was...
That just cracked.
I can't remember who else said, but yeah, it's like, oh, these are pretty decent.
That Bulls team, though, was it 96 Bulls team? Michael Jordan, Dennis Rodman, some other fucker.
Scottie Pippen.
I don't know if he was there. Yeah, I think
he
was
Pippen
there.
Yeah, Pippen was, yeah.
That was just, like, dirty, wasn't it? Michael Jordan.
Air Jordan. Guys were dough.
Yeah, and he made more now. Way more now than he ever did playing.
Quite possibly.
I think Beckham's making more now than he ever did playing.
Ah, he's on the low.
In fact, all of the Class of 92 lads, obviously Beckham's not part of the Class of 92 group, but the Class of 92 lads are going to make so much fucking cash with that St. Michael's project.
Yeah, yeah.
Hotel football's going to be
Are they all involved
the
in that St. Michael's project? Or is it mainly like Gary Neville?
I think Neville and Giggs. I think it's that GG Hospitality, I think is Neville and Giggs mainly. But I do think Button and Scholes and all them lot are all involved as
They've
well.
They've got enough money on it. I mean, that's the thing. Like, you go back to like Tevez and saying, he's got one last payday or this one. Like, Oscar going, he's a fucking waste of space. For go you know,
some banging photoshops of what he said as well.
But it's like you've got money there, and then if you're going to use it wisely, then beyond your career you can have that decent life. And a lot of them pay into pensions, don't they? Like Alan Shearer, his pension, oh god, Joey was like, I think some of that, like, from his pension, like when he retired. Shearer. Yeah, Shearer, when he retired, it was like $25,000 a month
from the PFA,
yeah. So from the pension, that, so I'm obviously thinking about the money that he was earning and that what he's putting into it, because obviously the pension limits and stuff, what you could do previously, and it would be a final salary scheme as well. So it'd be better than, you know, what they are now.
It's but a funny old union, the PFA.
$25,000 a month.
It's not bad.
Before he does anything, that's, I'm sure that's a chance of someone.
So is that a year? $300,000 a year.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And then you do your punditry as well. So you don't actually have to go and do much other stuff.
I guess, yeah, because you look at some players and you're like, what the fuck are you doing for a living? But obviously, United aside, United players have earned good money, most of them from the 80s onwards. And if they haven't, they're now working for a club on good money, or on several hundred thousand a year, some of them. Just like shaking hands and fucking telling all war stories.
It's not work, is it?
Is it fuck work? No.
It's not work, mate.
You're getting to go to the game.
You don't have to get up at fucking 7 o'clock in the morning and sit on the M60 and
they're not digging
what
holes.
The fuck is this?
Yeah, they're not digging fucking holes, are they? I think there's a good question or a good comment here a second ago, which was, if you're going to go to a GAA match, don't go to Dublin, you might get stabbed. The Dubs are mental against you English people. That's probably some good advice.
Penny Hardaway, that's one. Penny, but I didn't want to say Penny and then be wrong.
What was the other guy? Patrick Ewing? I don't think he played for the Bulls, though.
Nah. Didn't he play for... I don't know.
Tevez could be a model when he retires. what happened to Statman Dave? Roy Keane fucked him up after saying he wasn't world-class.
How can you not say Roy Keane is...
Fortune... fucking hell. Fortune is stealing a living. It's mad that you think he's what's considered a legend by United. He was a decent player.
But who considers him as a legend?
Well, the club markets him as a legend, don't it? But
because if you look at it in terms of his market, he's South African, so who else have we got?
That's a very good point.
So, you know, I don't see a problem
That's
with
a
that.
Very good point. Yeah, well, they should just call him ambassadors for the club. Like the likes of him and Lee Martin.
Pat Ji-sung, he's an ambassador, isn't he, for the club?
Is he?
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
Why don't they just hire David Beckham to do something? We probably couldn't afford him, actually.
they don't need to, though, do they? Don't need David Beckham's global appeal.
No. See, this is what I don't like about United. When we say we got 600 million fans worldwide, do you know what that study asked?
Yeah, have you heard of United?
Do you recognise this logo?
Oh, do you recognise the logo?
So, yeah, Liverpool fans obviously recognise that logo. City fans, Arsenal fans obviously recognise that logo. Doesn't mean they're fans.
Yeah, but
you can 100 to 150 million fans worldwide. Probably,
I mean,
tops.
You see the meltdown on Twitter when we get beat. Fuck me. It's like, I don't know.
Oh, fucking hell. Right, give us some questions, you fucks. What's everyone looking forward to in the new year? Did you have a good Christmas? Is anything have a fucking wild Christmas? Is it snowing where you are? Because it feels like it's about to snow near us.
I'm not being funny, but the frost has not lifted all day.
Nope, and it's hard. It's that thick, deep frost.
I just drove from my house to here, and it was 5 degrees when I got in the car. And then as soon as I get near your house, it's 0 degrees.
Mate, it's cold. Look at these motherfuckers subscribing and unsubscribing, thinking they're clever.
I wonder what that noise was.
Yeah, when someone
takes
it off, it's a kshunk and then it's a ting when you do.
Oh, fair enough.
Brian O'Callaghan says, Roy Keane's parents live up the road from me. They've told me a lot about his childhood. Do we want to hear it?
What does a shisha pipe do to you? Not a lot.
Well, yeah, someone said it's the same as 200 cigs if you do an hour on it. Who's doing an hour on it?
You don't do an hour on it. It's like,
is that an hour like that as well?
It's a social thing as well. If you've ever been to shisha, I've been to shisha plenty of times on Wimmy Road, like, and it's a bit of a chill. It's somewhat different, a bit of a different vibe. It's relaxed. I mean, yeah, it is harsh on your chest in terms of smoking, but do you know what I mean?
How much sort of cardio does he need for the 3-minute fucking cameos he's going to be getting? Three's all right.
Fucking hell, less than that, isn't it?
I think he's
seconds.
Had 8 minutes cumulative, actually, all season. Borough game, team prediction. I've not even been drunk over Christmas. The only time I've been drunk that I can remember recently is fucking Christmas party at the Shard. I had two chicken burgers. I don't know if I've mentioned this on a podcast. I think I told you. I had two chicken burgers, right? I got pissed off paying £14.
Yeah.
A drink. Yeah. Fucking what? For just a regular old vodka and coke. Because we drank them out of beer, so then we switched to wine. And considering some of the people that was at the party, I was thinking it's probably not a great idea that I go on a wine, because I'm not the best on a wine, should we say. So then was like, let's get vodka and coke. How fucking much?
So I thought I'd console myself by getting two chicken burgers.
So then we went on the red wine, after we drank them out of the white wine. I can't remember what the fuck we finished on, and then we bounced. So we ended up walking around for ages, like you do when no one's got a plan. Can't believe no fucker had a plan. They knew this shit was going to finish at 11, half 11. So then no one had a plan where we were going to go. Walked around London for a bit. I was like, oh, fuck this. I can't be asked. I'm not even that drunk anyway. Not a £14 a drink. So I was like, do you know what? I'm going to go Chicken Cottage, bruv.
Chicken Cottage.
So I seen Chicken Cottage, and I was like, I've heard of that. Let's go and have a fucking cherry. So I goes in Chicken Cottage, and do you remember Mr. Cod's chicken burgers? They were sick. Proper chicken, fried chicken breast burgers. Not like...
Yeah, the fillet.
A proper one. So I was like, they look good. Do me a double one. Let's get after it. So I had one.
You had two doubles?
Yeah.
Oh, my
mate,
days.
I fuck up some food, mate. Don't you worry about that.
Four chicken breasts.
Oh, yeah. So I sat down, starts eating it. Homeless guy comes in, nicks me chips.
Why did you give him them?
Well, I did give him.
So you didn't nick him?
Well, he did. Because I'm sitting there, and I'm fucking about on my phone. And he just picks the chips about my bag and goes, oh, sorry, are these yours? Fucking have them, mate. And then I finished that burger and I was like, I could still fuck up a burger. That was a really nice burger. So I was like, whoa, don't want them burgers. Jesus. But yeah, it was like £6.80 or something. I was like, that's a dear burger.
Yeah,
it was a nice burger.
You should have fucking YouTube the chicken connoisseur, see what he thought about it.
He said it's a painting.
Ping. Dench.
Why don't they legalise weed in the UK? Because this fucking country is run by corrupt pricks.
That's the same as any country.
Yeah,
so,
I don't even smoke, but I think you should be able to. It's a fucking plant. How can you criminalise plants, especially stuff like that, which is...
Because we don't know the long-term effects. It's bullshit.
Yeah, oh, and you know the long-term effects of the 900 chemicals that are in smoking, but that's cool. Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of shit that's wrong.
Do I care about the FA Cup? Not as much as I care about the league. The league's got to be the priority number one on it, I think. Definitely. All about the league. A. Lindley says, ended up passing out and chinning a curb. On Boxing Day, dressed as Clark Kent. So you mean you just had the specs on? Because that's all he did, wasn't it? And how did anyone not clock that? That was Superman. If there was a flying guy... that you had a cape and underpants on, right? That's a famous guy, right? Isn't it? Even in 1930s, whenever it was set, right? That's a famous guy. There's pictures of that guy everywhere, right? Nobody said to Clark Kent, hey, without your glasses, you'd really look like Superman.
Maybe he's that quick that they don't see him.
The guy was a nerd that worked in a newspaper.
Yeah, I mean, Superman. He never stopped that. Yeah.
Nah, there was pictures of him. He used to do meet and greets and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Not having that. The chicken guy pisses me off. Dom! There's no need for that, mate. There's a guy just eating chicken. It's genius. Someone's going to do a northern one that reviews gravy. And it's going to fly. But you can't do another chicken one. I mean, it's gone a bit bananas now, hasn't it? But, I mean, it was funny. And it was funny when I thought he was a 13-year-old, 12-year-old kid. But now he's a 20-year-old guy.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
He's not 20.
He's 23.
Shut up!
Let's have a look.
He's not 23.
Yeah, he's 23.
Yeah, so that is just a fucking blank then, isn't it?
Yeah. All right, chicken connoisseur.
He's not 23.
Age. Zero appetite for discussing his age. 23.
He's 23.
Looks more like 15. 23. Confirmed his age is 23. Bosh. Right? I thought it was the funniest
Fuck
thing I'd
you.
Ever 23. Fucking seen.
Yeah.
When he's a 12-year-old guy putting a tie on to go and talk about like £1.65 wings.
Shit.
That's the funniest shit I've ever seen.
And he just sent a text. Because I'm sure... Did I? I don't know. I might have sent it. I can't remember to whoever... Yeah, I think I seen it on Twitter. I sent it to Farky.
Chicken connoisseur.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like... And it's like, you know that?
When he's 12, right? When he's 12 and he's wearing a tie, and I think, that's fucking awesome, right? Yeah. When he's 23, I go, why is he wearing a tie? Why is he wearing a shirt and tie with trainers to go and review chicken shops? Now it becomes weird. Now I worry if he's got a social worker or not. But it was the funniest thing ever. Arsenal put him on their YouTube channel. The actual Arsenal fan TV.
Oh, right.
Arsenal.
Yeah, but they're fucking mugs anyway.
With Poet. So, Arsenal. You go to Arsenal. There you go. Arsenal Nation. Pengist Arsenal Nation.
Oh my god. Just go on him. Let me see this. He's 23.
23, mate.
No fucking chance. That's got to be a blag. He's not 23.
The guy's 23.
He's about 4 hours stone.
Yeah, and he's about that big as well.
No, he's not. let's see what Farky said.
All right, let's
he
see
goes
what
he's black. Oh, Farky just says black don't crack.
Nah, he's 23.
He goes Pengist munch.
Yeah. He's not cracking and he's not getting through puberty. Yeah, how about have a word?
Fucking hell, like...
He's not 23, he lives with his mum. What's that got to do with anything?
Don't matter.
He lives in London, mate. You can live with your mum forever. At them fucking prices. 23, 24, yeah, the guy is 23.
Just bizarre, right? Like, off topic.
We live off topic.
The majority of people, yeah. Like, a lot of people down south. I won't say majority of people. A lot of people, they have, like, when I speak to them, they have interest-only mortgages.
Oof.
Right?
Oof.
And you think... How the fuck are you getting... They ain't got no repayment vehicle. So you think, how the fuck are you getting interest-only mortgage without a repayment vehicle? And
so that's an extra investment that's going
to
mature.
Well, yeah,
a means
to pay it off at the end, yeah. But
so you get to fucking 50, 60 and go...
Yeah, you owe us 300 grand.
About more like 800?
Nah. Interest-only. You pay the interest.
Yeah, you pay the interest. So,
yeah, so you're not getting 800 grand.
Yeah, but what's the average fucking house?
Well, you're probably 300, 400 grand, isn't it?
Nah, it's more than that.
No, it's not. Around like down south, yeah.
So look, average house.
Yeah, in London, if you're looking at like central London, yeah. But
let's have a look. Average house price in London, 473.
Yeah, but that's in London. That's different. I'm talking about like down south and London. So I'm just saying, yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Other southeast still pretty fucking high.
Yeah, so about 300, 400 grand.
350 outer metropolitan, 260s.
So that's what I said, didn't I?
Where's we? Northwest, 151.
But anyway, yeah, so most of them have got that, yeah. And I can speak to people and they're like, I'm sure, yeah, 200 grand. How much are you else with? 1.5 mil. And you're like, motherfuckers. So basically, I think they're just relying on the fact because it'll go up that much.
I got you.
You seem like they double in like the last 6 or 7 years.
So that's what they're doing. They get an interest-only mortgage on a house.
Yeah, and then
300,
when, yeah,
the and then when it's,
yeah, when you come to retirement, you generally like downsize anyway. Yeah, yeah, so yeah. You sell that and then you pay that and you buy a house cash.
Poker face.
But people are doing it, obviously buying it and then they're renting it. You know, so they're paying interest-only mortgage, which is like 5 ton, and then they're renting it. How much are you getting rent? 2 grand, 1,500 quid, and you're like,
I know what some of our colleagues down in London are paying. One of them is paying twice what my mortgage is. For a room in a house share.
Yeah, it's bullshit. It's absolutely bullshit. The amount of money that you spend on that.
That's a guy that sounds like Mattman Mave. yeah, what's that? Absolutely fucking madness, innit? Daily Blin for the next captain. That's a bit of a fucking low-key one. Don't ruin the stream by going off topic. We live off topic, mate. Where's the last podcast gone? It's still here, mate, I think. Someone mentioned about what we're going to do with my granddad. He goes on holiday on Friday, so we're going to get him back when he comes back off holiday. And I've got some extra special, I mean, extra, extra special shit for when he comes back. We're going to do some in-depth Munich stuff. We've got props. I've got a program from the 58 final. I've got a reproduction program from the Sheffield Wednesday game. The game with the no team sheet. I got all sorts of stuff. It's going to be a fucking powerful, powerful video. One of the things that I'm going to be doing with the channel over the next 12 months, because I've been looking at all sorts of different angles of shit. And actually, I'm going to speak to you about this, because I've just been speaking to my mum about it. My mum's gone fucking nuts. Like, she's not really with it, let's say. She's staunchly against it, should we say. One of the things that I'm aiming for 75k next year. That's fucking tough going. That's 100.
Big things.
That's 100 subs a week. No, it's 1,000 subs a week, isn't it? Yeah, 1,000 subs a week. That's a lot of fucking subs. That's 125, 30-ish a day, which I'm doing at the moment. I'm obviously expecting that's going to grow as it gets to like summer transfer windows. It kind of goes bananas a little bit, and then it dies off a little bit around October, November. But going to go for it, see what we can get. I'm going to do one big produced documentary, and I want you guys to give me some input. I've got a little list here together of what I'm thinking of for the first part of the year. So I've got January, I'm going to do Football Without Fans Is Nothing. That was the 6 games that I went to in 7 days. The camera on that was not great. It was a GoPro and it's very shaky, so don't benchmark that against the rest of them. You might have seen the vlog that I did after Sunderland. If you see how smooth that is, that's because I got a new toy, which is an Osmo, which is a gimbal stabilizer. So it looks...
means fuck out of me.
Looks sick. The footage looks so smooth.
Yeah, it looks good.
Compared to it, so...
apart from that wind.
Yeah, I'll cut it out. February, I'm going to do the aftermath of Munich. I'm going to release it on the 6th of February, 3:04. This is something I'm going to sit down and do with my granddad. Going to record it in a pub. Going to pay for a camera guy to come in and film it. Going to use props. Going to use footage from Munich and some of the players and all that. They're going fucking big on this one. Then I'm going to try and do History of Football in Manchester in March. Just, like I said, one a month. Again, get a camera guy in and go big on it. Proper documentary style. Not like a quick little YouTube video. I'm talking a couple of weeks worth of work into these. In April, I'm going to do Nobby Styles, United legend. Because everyone talks about Bobby Charlton. Obviously, he's a United legend. Nobby Styles is one of two Englishmen that have won a European Cup and a World Cup, and he's not been knighted. Why?
And have you... well, I'd just like to go a little bit off there, just in terms of round 66. Have you seen it? I think it's in the new year. ITV have got a a drama coming out. I don't know what Bobby Moore's wife was called. I think Bobby and Tina, maybe.
Right.
It's Michelle Keegan playing his wife. And it's like the relationship between that and the aftermath. And I think like maybe he was a bit abusive and that, a bit of a drunk and stuff.
I did hear that he was a bit of a drunk.
That, yeah. I just what I saw on the trailer, but I thought, fucking hell.
Interesting. But yeah, so on, definitely something on Nobby Styles, because I don't think there's enough coverage on Nobby Styles at all. And the guy's legend should be massive. Collier's lad, local lad, World Cup winner, European Cup winner, and blind as a fucking bat. Yeah, so like that's a fucking story that needs telling. When am I back on Football Republic? I've got... me and McCullough are going to be on it probably in the next week or so, and then I'm up against Robbie. So obviously I beat McCullough. But yeah, I've got Robbie coming up as well. And then we don't know who we've got, so we'll have to see if they can get someone decent on. May is obviously the 25th anniversary of the Class of 92, so I would like to do something big with that. I'm talking to their agent to see if I can do anything, but obviously we're talking about megastars here, so the chances of anything coming off is fairly slim, I imagine. And then June, I'm in contact with Umbro. Umbro and United go back all the way. Literally all the way to the Babes. 68 final, that was Umbro. Everything in the 90s, the treble, that was all Umbro. They're based on Dale Street in the Northern Quarter. I think I could do something good with Umbro. And then July, I'm not going to tell you about until we get there. You can see it anyway, I think.
Go ahead.
If I get the word.
Sweet.
That'd be sick.
Yeah.
Especially with the people out there. But yeah, so what's... you guys let us know what you think you would like to see. I want to focus... the documentaries around Manchester, around football, around history, that sort of stuff. Topics that maybe aren't quite as reactive. Like, you know, we'll do a video about Lindelof. We'll do a video about Marshall going to Sevilla.
No,
that's quick reactionary
the
shit.
Fucking West Ham as well. What's some bullshit? Do you know what today? Apparently, they got linked with Paddy Evra.
What?
There was Billy got asked the question: are you interested in Evra and stuff? Because apparently he's only. You're looking to strengthen in that area and he's interested in coming back to the Premier League. And he went, no. Basically, he said no. But Evra's done another video on it.
Oh, I fucking love Paddy. My love for
If you want an ambassador, yeah, let's get him back when he's finished his playing career.
Oh, Jesus.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, yeah. I'm looking at doing a little bit more vlogging, looking at doing these documentaries, going real deep on them. Like I said, football, history, Manchester United... That sort of stuff. That sort of story that's not the instant reaction stuff. Maybe the stories that we can get more in depth to. Maybe we can look at why Newt and Eve changed their name to Manchester United and what the significance of that was. Mm. Maybe that sort of stuff. Maybe we can go and look at the sites, because there was three sites that Manchester United played at, from Bank Street to the one in Newt and Eve to where they eventually ended up at Old Trafford. Obviously, Bank Street. I think there's a plaque there, a blonde and blue plaques on the wall. Mm. And you can see the Etihad from it. Interesting. So all that sort of shit, I want to cover all that lot. But yeah, you guys let us know what you want to do in terms of all that sort of caper. That was saying in the comments. Do a documentary on the strip clubs of Manchester, says Jamie. Probably not, mate. Thoughts on Spencer's hashtag United? I think it's an incredible series. He wasn't the first to bring Sunday League to reality. And actually, from my research, I think John Fashanu was the first with Fash FC. Which was a team that played.
Do you know what? John Fashanu is ahead of the game and the time, because you know, I think he was the first person to wear coloured boots.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember John Barnes wearing white boots against us in the 96 final.
Yeah, I'm sure it was John Fashanu. I think he had red boots.
Interesting.
Mm. So he does.
So yeah, I think that was like 2001 or some shit on Bravo that he had a documentary around the Sunday League team. But what Spencer's done is take it to the next level. The amount of people that they get watching on what is Sunday League level is fucking incredible. I'm not even wearing a hat, but I'm taking it off to him, because what he's done with the FIFA stuff is fucking great. But the hashtag United stuff is so fucking impressive. That's gonna echo for a long fucking time what he's done there with that, and the Wembley Cup. Oh, just a lot of fucking knobhead YouTubers, not said in any disrespectful sense, just literally just a lot of knobhead YouTubers playing at fucking Wembley. Mint first time around, but second time around when he sells tickets and gets 20,000 people there. 20,000 people at Wembley watching Sunday League football level.
Even like you get the VARs and stuff like that, you know, for semi-pro teams who take like local towns with them, they don't get anywhere near that sort of following.
No,
but I think there was a segment on the news today about YouTubers becoming the new celebrities. So, do you feel like a celebrity?
No, I have a lot of people take pictures of me at matches, like about 50 or so, which is weird.
Alison,
it's weird. It's weird. It's the weirdest thing ever. I mean, it's happened for a long time now.
You should have the same pose, though, shouldn't you? Shouldn't you have a stony face like that?
No, I definitely don't feel like a celebrity when I have to fucking get up in the morning and then.
Just looking at the time. Oh, yeah. Buy some nappies.
Explore a haunted house. Now, that'd be a decent thing for a vlog. I wouldn't mind doing more shit like that. And like we've said, we want to do travel. Me and Squawker Dave want to go and cover games in Europe. I want to go cover some shit in Africa. Did you see that today that I tweeted? Rwanda have just made it illegal for witch doctors to put spells on people in matches in their Premier League.
Mad.
Well, there's a guy put a curse on a net and then went and scored in it 3 minutes later or some shit. But it's off its fucking head, isn't it? But I'd love to go and experience it, because it's the fucking Wild West of it at the moment, isn't it?
How did you start that £2 to a grand?
No, I haven't started it yet.
Do what I did Boxing Day. Boxing Day is obviously it's quite renowned for like favourites winning. You know, in terms of matches and stuff that. So I woke up and I said, let's have a bit of an accumulator. So I put 10 teams on. Pretty much picked the favourites on there, but I put a fiver on.
Prem only?
No, like Football League as well. So down to like League 2. Put a fiver on. £331 return back. It's not 220 grand, but yeah, still do all right. And then like the afternoon, I was watching I think I've been watching United. I've been out and then I've managed to catch some United. And then, the majority of it. And then I was watching soccer Saturday and the results coming in. I'm like, oh, fucking hell, it's not going to come in here. This, that, and the other. There's Portsmouth are getting beat 2-0 to Newport County, away to Newport County. And I'm thinking, shit. Oh, well, fuck it. It's, you know, it's gone there. I had a cash out at one point of like 21 quid. I was thinking, because they got it back to 2-1 and then 2-all. I'm like, fucking hell, it's on here. And then everything just fell into place. And because I thought all the games I put on were 3 o'clock kickoff, but the other game that I put on was Newcastle versus Sheffield Wednesday at home. So I got 9 out of 10, 3 o'clock. Cash out was 173 quid. So I'm like, do I stick or do a twist? It's not bottle it. I looked and I thought, well,
she won.
Yeah, cashed out 173 quid because, well, Newcastle got beat 1-0 by Sheffield Wednesday, so...
Scored.
Yeah, because I looked before, and I was reading the stats and stuff before the game kicked off, and it was like Newcastle have only won 4 out of the last 14 Boxing Day matches. And there were some other stats as well.
14-year-old stat, what effect does that have on the current squad and manager, though?
Well, I thought about that, but it's historically, isn't it, in terms of, you know, being up for the game. Like, United have got the best record out of anyone on Boxing Day. So... 54%, over 54%. So you can read, that's historical. So that's, you can read into that.
I know, but it don't really matter what happened then to now.
No, it doesn't, but it can give you a gauge, doesn't it? If you're looking at like historical data and stuff like that to give you things. So, well, they found it cashed out anyway. I would have had nothing, but instead I got 170, so.
Happy days,
isn't it? And then like, oh, my mate at work, he put, was it Monday, Tuesday? I think it was Tuesday. The day before we went back to work, he put a 13-team accumulator on. And he was like, put a fiver on it. And he's texting me, goes, oh,
it's not Hogan by any chance.
Nah. He's like, oh, texting me saying, I've got 3 games left to go now. After the Liverpool game with David, that was, might have been Tuesday. He's like, I can cash out here for 220. Bet was going to come in at 1,400 quid. He goes, I've got 3 games to kick off later on that night. So I was like, oh, well, you might as well see what happens there, 2 ton, or take it cash out. He's buying a house and stuff. So, and then, like, I was looking at the scores and stuff and then playing and thinking, fucking hell, all 3 were winning. And the cash out went up to 850 quid.
Ooh.
And there's too many variables that can go wrong from
three matches.
Yeah.
I'd have cashed out at 8 ton.
Yeah, definitely.
All day.
But his battery ran out or something, and yeah, his battery ran out and his missus was mithering at him to sort his phone out. So he's like fucking about with the phone. And I'm like texting him saying, I hope you cashed out. And then it just went boom, boom, boom. And then he fucking lost it.
Oh, no.
Lost everything. Guys, he's buying a house as well. So that 8 ton, that would have paid solicitor's fees. And then I seen him in the work next day and I was like.
There's a guy that was in the army with that mates with on Facebook that won 4,800 on Boxing Day, I think, on an ACCA.
4,800.
I think he put a tenner on. It might have been a fiver, but I think it was a tenner.
Some guy put a £1 bet on Betfair. You see that? I've seen it on Twitter. £1 bet, and it was like, I can't remember how many teams, but it was to come in at 1.2 million.
Oof.
And it was the Boxing Day fixtures, and it was like, he cashed out for 220 grand or just over.
Fair play.
4 minutes later, I think it's one, it's whoever Wickham were playing or whatever, they equalised to 3-all. And if he'd delayed more 4 more minutes, he would have got fuck all. But he took 220 bags.
Play, lad. Fair fucking play. Someone here said, thoughts on Berbatov coming back to the Premier League. He's not. I know his agent, and I know that's not what he's looking at. So there. What's that? What would be testosterone overload? Combining my podcast with the True Geordie for one episode. I've been chatting to Loz. Loz is hooking it up, so we'll sort it out. True Geordie and Housel wouldn't merge well. Why not? I'd chat to it. Happy days. We like fucking fighting, beards, and fucking eating, so everyone's a winner.
Mm-hmm.
What YouTubers do you actually watch? My favourite YouTubers. Someone asked me this the other day, and I just fucking blanked on it, and I didn't think. Marcus Brownlee is my favourite guy. Tech guy. Black dude, just... cool as fuck, just talking about all the different tech shit. I like watching him. There's a guy called Jonathan Morrison that I like, apart from when he gets a little bit wet sometimes. Can't deal with people who get a bit wet and emotional on me.
I don't even watch really YouTube-y.
Do you?
No.
Gary Monk doing a good job at Leeds. Can you see him in Prem next year? Do you know what? Yes, so we can fucking relegate him and laugh my bollocks off. I do miss a big club like Leeds being in. and Forest and teams like that. And Sheffield Wednesday look like they're coming back up as well.
Well, they drew 1-1 tonight, Villa away. But yeah, they've done a, you know, seeing that they've been fucked about quite a lot recently. I mean, Gary Monk has kind of proved that. He had a bad spell, didn't he, at Swansea? He got sacked because he didn't win 11 games or something, or one win in 11. So
they should have kept hold of him.
Yeah, well, I mean, look at the state of him now. They're looking for the third manager this year.
So fucked.
It's embarrassing.
The gigs ain't going there neither.
I was looking at the squad the other day and I was thinking, that's actually dog shit. Actually dog shit.
Have you seen the team? Have you seen the squad? Have you seen the cock that you got to piss with that?
Yeah. It's like, the club... The Americans are royally pissed off the locals, aren't they, in terms of what they've been doing to it. And they changed the model. They had a successful model, and they changed it. But Hugh Jenkins is still involved, isn't he? The chairman.
Yeah, there's half an American consortium.
Yeah, because part of it has to be owned by the community as well.
Right.
So, I mean, because they were virtually on the brink of extinction, weren't they, I think? They was at the lowest tier of the Football League.
Their rise to the top with Brendan Rodgers, you got to give him credit for that, was pretty fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
And why did it go tits up with Laudrup?
Because
wasn't he doing really well at one point?
Yeah. Well, he got him to. He did really well, didn't he? And then he just.
I'm sure he did.
But Gary Monk, he got him to eighth.
Again, listen, you don't fucking listen to me. I told you, Ash Williams is a fucking sick centre half.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, what happens? Fucking.
Well, I think he knew that the run his course there, on it there. So.
I think so.
Got out while he could. But yeah, the team is dog shit.
It's absolutely shit.
So they're gone. I can't see them coming back from the brink. You wouldn't really want to take them on, would you?
Someone will, because of the money involved. The mad thing is, all these managers go in, they negotiate a four-year contract, and they're like, ha-ha!
It says they've approached Chris Coleman.
Yeah, but his missus says they haven't.
All right. I'm sure his missus would know.
I'm sure she would know.
But you look at the who's at the bottom there, yeah? So you got Hull. They're doomed. I watched them against City.
They've got no squad, unless they're going to throw Doe around, and they're probably not going to. I mean, 12 points, that's a long... They need 10 wins out of the next 18 games. Fuck off.
Well, 20 games, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
38 games. But either way, but it's like Palace, you'd expect, would be safe now. They're just outside the relegation.
They've just gone Sam fucking avoiding relegation 101 with Sam Allardyce.
Yeah. Well, they spent a lot of money, so we don't blame them. Leicester, I mean, I reckon Leicester will get dragged back, maybe get dragged into that. And then what I would say Burnley's home form will keep them safe.
Burnley are all right. They lost 10 games though. That's as bad as the likes of Palace, isn't that?
Well, it is, but they've won more. They've not drawn that many.
Yeah.
So they're winning at home, which is the key thing. If you win your home games, you're definitely going to survive, aren't you? Then you've got, Middlesbrough.
Probably all right. I think
maybe
all right.
Maybe
enough,
all right.
Enough quality throughout the team. And a decent manager as well, to be honest.
I think it would be one of Middlesbrough, Leicester, Sunderland, Swansea.
15 more subs. Click the button. Click it. No, wrong way around. Wrong way. There you go. Click it.
What was your name?
No, I wasn't showing you anything.
All right.
I was just saying, fucking subscribe, you slags.
All right. But yeah, there's...
Like the video. If there's 100... There's 264 of you watching it now. Hit that like button like it's a fucking ginger.
Tight, you. Yeah, Sigurdsson's a decent player.
Yeah.
But he left and didn't really do it much at Tottenham, did he? Come back there and he did it again. So he can do it.
Have I ever been pulled over? When I used to do pizza delivery, I got pulled over 3 times in an hour by the same 2 coppers. The fucking pricks. Yeah. And they give me 3 producers. So I had to go and do it at the same time. Like, why are you giving me another producer? I'm clearly going to go and sort this one when I sort that one out.
Do you know what?
Dicks.
I think I've only ever got pulled over once. And I didn't have any insurance. But I had obviously, you can't do this now.
Top Blag 101, yeah.
But like when...
Pre-internet days.
I had insurance 1 year. And then I thought... Why the fuck am I renewing my insurance? Don't do nothing for me, this. So, but they send you obviously the renewal, don't they?
Yeah.
And if you don't say anything to them, they send you your insurance certificate.
Nice.
And then you cancel it. And then just roll around with that in your glove box. And if you ever get pulled, you can't do it now because they've got them AMPR
fucking
things. But yeah, that early 2000s, yeah, fucking chilling, mate. So I got pulled over one time because I come flying around the corner too fast in West End. And I didn't have a seatbelt on either. So he goes, he fucking flashed me straight away and goes, oh, do you know what I pulled you over for? And I went, oh yeah, seatbelt, sorry about that. So I got a fine or whatever. And he goes, oh, have you got insurance? I was like, yeah, of course, mate. I said, in fact, you know what? I think I've got my insurance in my glove box. You want to see it? And he went, yeah, yeah, yeah. Go on then. Bye. So I showed him. He goes, all right, yeah, cool. And I thought, oh, £60 fine.
You got away with it?
Well, I had to pay for my seat. I didn't have the seat.
But you got away with
yeah, yeah, yeah. So? Not that I condone.
I was going to talk about a certain night with me, you and Lax. I'm going to leave some details out. Got pulled over once after being in Heaven and Hell in Stockport, I think it was, in about 2002 or some shit like this. Yeah, it might be me. I had
down near the airport.
I had Lax in the front seat, right, and then four people in the back. I got pulled over.
That's about right.
And there was a guy just flashed me. Didn't put.
It was on Country Lane, though, wasn't it? It was in Hand 14.
That wasn't a proper Country Lane. That was like an A road. Mm. So they didn't put the blue lights on. They were just flashing me from behind, which. It was steamed up because there was six people in the car. So I can't see what the fuck it is. So I just fucking keep my foot down and keep going.
Standard, yeah.
So then they put the blue lights on. I was like, fucking hell. And I think I jumped out, like, a little aggressive. Like, why you just flash me? Why don't you just fucking put the blue lights on? And there's a copper talking to me. And another copper comes and looks in. And they shine the torch on the steering column to see if it's, like, hot-wired and shit. Obviously it wasn't. But this was the funniest thing ever. Because I remember your face. I'm sure it was you. In the back. This... A girl on your left and two girls on your right. So there's four people on a three-person seat in a car. And the copper shines a light in and just goes, all right. And you're just like, ah. Lax is giving him shit in the front seat. And yeah, he's just like, oh, on your way, lads.
It was
just after we passed my test, I think. Yeah, that was just after I passed my test. So we've been fucking 17. 17-year-old fucking racing it around.
Heaven and hell. I think, you know what? I think I got shot down because... There was just a massive brawl where they locked the bouncers in and they tried to twat them all. And it was going off royal.
That was a fucking strange old place, that one. Yeah. There was some fucking bad hanging places that used to go out.
But in Stockport, there's like, I mean, any town centre really.
It wasn't even in Stockport, it was on the road out of it, wasn't it?
It's on the A6, yeah, Wellington Road South. I actually work on that road.
What's the best place to go dogging in Manchester? I don't know.
Aflax.
Anyone know El Patel? Anyone ever seen a Mercedes driving around Manchester with El Patel as a registration?
Seeing him tomorrow.
How did you guys meet? I think I met you when we were still in school. I think we went out for a night out.
In school?
In Ashton.
Nah.
Yeah, in fifth year.
Nah, I don't think so.
It was. I think you was out. I was out with.
Who's out with then? Alka?
Yeah, I think you, Alka, and Wiggy, and had met. I was out with Carl Bonney. And I think we went... What was that fucking pub called next to the... It was the one that had a route right through it near the Butchers in Ashton.
Shoot Bar?
Might have been Shoot.
Next to the Butchers?
Well, it's opposite the Butchers, isn't it? There's a Butchers on the back end of it. You got a market?
Yeah, yeah, but Shoot Bar. Yeah, Shoot Bar, yeah.
We was in there, and it was fifth year, or it might have been the summer of fifth year going into college.
Maybe then, yeah.
And it was there, but... I didn't get to know him until proper started working at a pizza shop.
Yeah, because like, I was working there, and then Alka was working there, and then, because he said, oh, give you a job at, not me give you a job, but you know, as a driver, innit?
Yeah.
We had some sick times there.
People don't know how fun,
man,
being a pizza delivery driver is. At 17, at 33, it'd be a bit shit, right? I could think of fucking better things to do in my life now.
But just on that, before we go, weren't them guys in Manchester, the pizza shop said, remember we was going to go and do a podcast from there?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a guy who's called Love... Sure, let me find him.
Prince of Orange, yeah, mate. Poo. Okay. Do you know what, mate? That's rocking, that place. It's got the disco lights on and everything, like 2 o'clock in the afternoon or whatever. Do you know what? I might even be in there tomorrow night. You never know. You might see me in there.
Prince of Orange?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Right, yeah, I'm going to get on Twitter. I'm going to find these guys. I'm sure they're called Love Pizza, and I think they're near Stretford Road in Hume, near Buzz Rocks.
All right,
sure, that's where it is. Is it Love Pizza? Love Pizza Manchester or some shit? I don't fucking know.
You have it in your messages. You sent me the screenshot.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I'll find it. Yeah, them guys wanted to sponsor the podcast and said, can we do a podcast from there? So we're like, yeah. Because... that's where we fucking sort of like got to know each other, was working in a pizza shop. If you ordered a pizza in 2001, 2002 from Perfect Pizza in Ashton, I ate your toppings.
And I probably made it.
Very likely you made it. I delivered it.
Got some sick pizza making skills.
And me and Alka ate your toppings. That was a buzz. I used to just have one of my mates in the car with us all night, just driving round for company. And then we have fucking Arcade here in the pizza shop.
Mate, do you know, it don't really matter now because it's long gone. But I had the keys, me, because I was like supervisor. And I thought, sick. So I used to get twisted. And then after a night out, 2-3, rather than going queuing the thing, I'd go in the shop, turn the alarm off, turn the oven on, and make myself some scrambled.
I remember when we used to phone black orders in, and then someone would go to deliver it to a non-existent address, and then he'd bring it back and be like, oh, what are we doing with them pizzas then? And he'd be like, give us a quid, you can have them. Like, yeah.
I've missed some hot stories, but I can't say them.
Working in a pizza shop. When you're 17, 18, working in a pizza shop is fucking class. Especially when Ashton was kicking as it was at the time.
Yeah, it was live, mate. It was live. All weekend, wasn't it? And then people started dying.
Yeah, then people started getting shot.
Yeah, Perfect Pizza, they sold to Papa John's, didn't they, most of them?
I think it was part of Papa John's sort of thing.
Papa John's bought them. Because it was Geno's at first, and then it was Dialer Pizza, and then it was, I think, Perfect Pizza, and then Papa John's. But Papa John's don't, they're not branched out there. And then obviously Domino's has taken over.
Yeah, there were some funny fucking times at working there. I just can go fucking mad at Alka. He could nick like, because he used to do like Chinese chicken, it was cubed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's so nice. That.
It was sick. But when you take one of them cubes of chicken out, it leaves a fucking square in the pizza because where the cheese has melted around it leaves like a proper depression. Colour, like, mate,
the colouring.
People are going to know. It's not like you just jibbed off like one slice of pepperoni or some fucking thing like that. They're going to know.
Yeah, they were days, man. They were some sick times.
What happened to Perfect Pizza? Yeah, I think they probably just got bought out. They had the same branding in different colour as Papa John's, and I think they had the same menu as well.
No, they weren't. It's red and blue, wasn't it? And, thing. But I think what happened eventually is like the rest of, there might be some Perfect Pizza outlets that are down south and stuff, but the rest in the north and around Manchester, the franchisees end up buying them out, because I know there's one in Oldham, there's one in Denton as well, and they're like called 2-for-1 Pizza now, gone back to the original.
Yeah, because that was the advertising on the outside, wasn't it? It was 2-for-1.
2-for-1, yeah.
I don't remember it being 2-for-1 though.
Yeah, that was in before Perfect Pizza, so it was in the 90s, wasn't it? Do you not remember that Geno delivery with a fucking car with a big, massive yellow phone on top of it?
I didn't have that. I just drove a normal car.
Yeah, but that was, it was before that. It was like at least 5-6 years.
First gear exclusively around the place with an A to Z, right? Check that out. I had an A to Z. I was the fastest A to Z reader you've ever seen.
No, because don't remember, Andy was shit hot. Remember, who drove his Nova?
Yeah.
He used to fucking kill it. Do you remember Steve? He was fucking some unit.
He was a bouncer and a pizza delivery
from Clayton, and he drove around in a Fiat Panda, the smallest car ever.
He was what, 6'4", bald head? He was a fucking unit.
He's a proper nice guy, man. A proper sound guy. Like, got a lot of time for him.
Had a lot of time. Driving around with an A to Z with your thumb in it like that, checking the roads out. You give me an A to Z now, I'll fucking slap you. There's no way I know what I'm doing with a fucking A to Z at the minute.
Get some
fuck pizza. Fuck you, mate. Pizza is life. Right, thank you for fucking joining us. Make sure you go and download Tops the Pot. It's in the description below. Make sure to give this video a big fat thumbs up. Subscribe on iTunes, subscribe on here. We're only 13 away. Press the fucking button. We've smashed it in terms of the subscribers. We're going big next year. Thank you for Tops the Pot for sponsoring the podcast. Download that shit in the link below. Follow him on Twitter. Follow me if you don't already. Don't know how you found this if you don't. And
2 weeks, we're giving a PlayStation 4 away.
Yeah, shit. And then an iPad. Or possibly an iPad. Or, no, I don't know, an eye patch. some shit like that. We'll see how it goes. Thanks for watching us. And we'll see you later.
Next week. In the new year.